MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. State leaders say they are setting their sights on more permanent fixes for the village of Ruidoso's flooding issues. State Director for New Mexico Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Allie Rye, said,
"We're utilizing some of the funding to create a watershed restoration plan. It has been engineered and designed to make sure that we are protecting not only roads, but also homes."
The plan, which will focus on flood mitigation, could cost around $2 million, of which the federal government will cover about $1.5 million, state leaders say. But before the project gets underway, they must gather data on the watershed and topography to help prioritize areas in need of repair first and how it will affect people up and downstream.
So we're not either backing up water into Upper Canyon or Brady Canyon, but we're also not flooding down, you know, the village downs and that area too.
And with the collaboration between local, state, and federal officials, the project could take up to a decade to complete. And Lincoln County residents who lost food to recent flooding can still request an emergency replacement of their SNAP benefits. Current SNAP households in zip codes 88345, 88346, and 88355 can request replacement benefits. Residents have until July 28th to report flood issues, either in writing or verbally. According to the New Mexico Health Care Authority, they are not requiring documentation of specific food items lost. Call 800-283-4465 for more information. And court clerks of state and federal appellate courts from across the country will gather in New Mexico August 3rd through the 7th for the 52nd annual meeting of the National Conference of Appellate Court Clerks. It features educational sessions on topics ranging from cybersecurity to access to justice and courthouse security. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.